I've always imagined Wisconsin in the 1950s as an extraordinarily innocent place. What other conclusion can I draw after hearing the Cordettes?
Listen and we'll tell you how to bore the jack.
The Cordettes were a female vocal quartet formed by college friends in Sheboygan. They wore matching party dresses and shapely Donna Reed hairdos. The friends chose their name back when musical groups were earnest rather than edgy. Female bachelors were bachelorettes, so why wouldn't four women singing beautiful chords be the Cordettes? The group performed around Sheboygan, inspired by cheerful female pop acts like the Andrews Sisters and Boswell Sisters. One member's dad loved barbershop quartets, so that style became an influence too. The Cordettes' breakthrough was a winning performance on Arthur Godfrey's talent show in 1949. Godfrey made them regulars on his program, and that led to a contract with Cadence Records. Then came their first bid for pop immortality, 1954's Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
This two-minute gem stayed at number one for 7 weeks, and it's easy to see why. Nothing better represents the wholesome side of the 1950s. With sweet barbershop harmonies, the Cordettes pine for a cute guy to call their own. They want him to have wavy hair, and they think it would be peachy to meet him right away. Yes, they actually use the word peachy. Is it any wonder that the Bobby Soxers down at the malt shop made Mr. Sandman their anthem? Coincidentally, Elvis Presley cut his first record in 1954. And it wasn't long before rowdy rock and roll transformed the music business. While many old-fashioned vocal groups fell out of favor, the Cordettes tried to keep up with the times.
This is going to be a tremendous record. It's only been out 2 weeks. Featuring the Cordettes, Lollipop!
The rhythms were bolder than Mr. Sandman's, and the harmony sharper.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh,
still, no one would mistake the Cordettes for 1950s juvenile delinquents. Their version of Lollipop is about as clean-cut as the rock and roll genre ever got. In live performances of the new hit, they smiled graciously and threw candy to the audience. The Cordettes continued to top the charts at the dawn of the 1960s, but their days were clearly numbered. Bob Dylan and the Beatles would soon change our view of top 40 music, just as the feminist movement would soon change our view of women. Sheboygan's pop sensation broke up in 1961. I don't think I'd want to live in the absurdly innocent Wisconsin conjured up by Mr. Sandman, Lollipop, and the Cordettes' dozen other hits. But for 2 minutes at a time, it's an irresistible place to visit.